Oh, Duncan McKenzie McCarg, we were chatting about this NBA draft earlier on in the morning, and this bloke called Zion Williamson, he's built like an absolute outhouse, isn't he? And he's already got a $100 million shoe deal awaiting him. He's 18 years of age. Good morning, Duncan.
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Laura. Yeah, this guy has been, you know, he's been counted as the messiah of American sport, let alone the National Basketball Association. Zion Williamson will go number one tonight for the New Orleans Pelicans in the 2019 NBA draft. He absolutely has been touted as the man who's almost going to save the whole franchise. There was some talk a couple of weeks ago when we had the NBA draft lottery when the Knicks were in the reckoning of getting the number one pick that he might be playing in New York. At that stage, we had a healthy Kevin Durant. We had Kyrie Irving wasn't causing any issues. So there was so much conjecture, so much speculation. The Knicks might be able to form a dream team with Zion, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant. But obviously, with a huge bombshell with the Pelicans getting the number one pick, it's thrown a massive spanner in the works. The cat's been amongst the pigeons now. We've got Anthony Davis being traded out of New Orleans. We've got Zion Williamson obviously going to the Pelicans, and they're trying to build a new young team around him. This athletic big man who's, as you said, only 18 years of age, got the world at his feet, and tonight he'll be picked number one in the 2019 NBA draft.
So, Duncan, can you explain to our listeners, when they get selected as the number one draft, financially, what does that mean for them?
Well, it means, for example, for someone like Ben Simmons, I mean, he was signed to a $20 million contract with just Nike when he was picked with the number one pick. That's without playing a game, and that was Ben. And in terms of Zion, as you mentioned, as you heard, DK, I mean, this guy's just going to be an endorsement dream. If he can stay fit and healthy and get on the court and show the world exactly what he can do, these huge, powerful dunks, this huge, powerful offensive game.
Jeez.
Then, yeah, people are saying this guy could be the second coming of LeBron James. I mean, he's built just so physically, and he's so strong in the paint. People have likened him also to Charles Barkley. And if he can save this Pelicans franchise, a guy 6 months ago, let's make no mistake about this. I mean, this was a team that was a bit of a basket case. He had their best player and a former MVP favorite, Anthony Davis, wanting to leave the franchise. Suddenly, he's out the door, and you've got this young emerging superstar about to join the team. It's a good time to be a Pelicans fan because they've also, amongst this Anthony Davis trade, they've got some young players into the team now. They've got Lonzo Ball from the Lakers, Josh Hart. They've got Brandon Ingram coming in. They've now got the number four pick, which there is some speculation that the Pelicans might actually trade that away to a team tonight to get a experienced player to complement Zion. So, yeah, we'll just have to wait and see tonight.
And in terms of, you know, when you get selected number one, when you know, Pelicans go, right, we've got Williamson, how do they determine the length of the contract?
Well, they're on like almost like a minimum sort of contract.
So everyone that gets selected, you're a minimum of 2 years or 3 years. That's it.
Regardless. Yeah, exactly right. And then they're all effectively almost on like a base contract from that point onwards. And then it's about them sort of proving their worth afterwards. But as you said, I mean, they're getting their money in the endorsement side of things. But the other storyline, guys, that's really interesting is there's a couple of Aussies that are in the reckoning to get drafted here tonight. A couple of them are outsiders, but one guy who's a very good chance is a young guy by the name of William McDowell White. And you might know that name, White, because his dad played three premierships for the Brisbane Lions, the magnificent Darryl White. He's a young kid. He's only 21 years of age. He played in the NBL with the Sydney Kings. Went over to Germany to learn his craft there. Reckons he completely relearned the game of basketball there and basically how to shoot the ball, how to pass the ball. Said it was the best thing that's ever happened to him. He was a projected top 100 pick in last year's NBA draft, but withdrew from the draft, went back to Germany, flight his trade a little bit further, and then came home to basically get ready for this year's draft. So he's a good chance of being drafted. William McDowell, kid from Brisbane, 6'5" point guard, very good passer of the ball, developing shooter. So keep an eye for him out on the board.
Duncan, we thank you for that. Keep a close eye on it. It's a staggering story, and let's hope those three Aussies as well can get picked up by some significant teams, probably in the second round. We'll chat again next week.
Yeah, just one final one to leave you, TK and Laurie. Some rumours going around just earlier this afternoon that Aaron Baines is being shopped around by the Boston Celtics.
Oh.
He opted in through his $5.4 million deal, but the Celtics are looking to free up some more salary cap space. So look for Aaron Baines to possibly be playing on a new NBA team next season.
Thanks for that news as well. Thank you for that.